A major route into Chicago's downtown business district is temporarily out of service. Crews are working to replace half of the historic Wells Street drawbridge. And, of course, half a bridge is no bridge at all. The bridge carries cars, buses, bikes, and pedestrians, as well as elevated trains, prompting one Chicago official to compare its replacement to open-heart surgery. NPR's David Shaper has a look at the operating table.
As an engineer, Johnny Morcos loves a challenge. And as bridge project manager for the Chicago Department of Transportation, does he ever have one? He's overseeing the replacement of the 90-year-old Wells Street Bridge over the Chicago River. It's a steel truss drawbridge used by nearly 100,000 people a day.
It's complicated from every point of view you could possibly have. From an engineering point of view, from an urban dwelling point of view, you're in the heart of the Central Business District. You're cutting off CTA transit users, which are roughly 70,000 users, and you're working over a river.
Add to that Mayor Rahm Emanuel's marching orders to finish the project in just 9 days.
And on top of that now, it's snowing in Chicago. We're in the middle of a winter storm.
But despite nearly 10 inches of snow, the work continues, creating a cacophony of construction. From jackhammers breaking up bits of concrete in the steel grates of the old bridge section, to the clanging of the beams that will connect the new piece of this steel truss bridge. It all started over the weekend. After the L tracks were shut down, crews lifted the north half of the drawbridge straight up into the air. A barge moved into place underneath the south half. And then steel workers suspended on lifts from the barge below lit their torches and started cutting away. Again, project manager Johnny Morcos.
They were literally cutting the existing bridge free to be floated off.
Crews floated that old 500,000-pound bridge section out of the way.
The new section was floated in, supported on shoring towers and on a barge.
And Marco says it's now hanging in place while crews fasten bolts to gusset plates and beams to secure it. He says it's kind of like changing a car tire.
What you do is you jack it up, take off the old tire, but like every owner's manual says, you don't tighten that first bolt right away. You literally just hand tighten it and then do the other four remaining bolts.
Except on this bridge, there are 4,000 bolts that need to be connected and secure. So crews will be working around the clock to be ready for trains to ramble over the bridge by next Monday morning. And despite the cold and snow, passersby can't help but stop and watch.
I think it's pretty awesome.
David Hazen lives in a high-rise just across the river and has been photographing every stage of the project.
I was actually showing pictures of this we were at dinner with friends last weekend. And I was just like, hey, any of you that were boys and had Kinect sets as kids, like, tell me how cool this is.
So cool that there will be a repeat performance in late April and early May, when the north half of the Wells Street Bridge over the Chicago River will be replaced to complete the project. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.